that I would not. I feel good. I knew that I would not. So good, so good. I got you.
All right, and we are on, and we have got Dr. Scott Brown. He's researching and examining the roles of neighborhoods and conditions, including the built and physical environment, the social environment, and residents, health and behaviors. He's involved with the National Institute of Diabetes, and he does some kidney disease stuff, which is important to me and my wife. Dr. Brown, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Jim. I'm glad to be on the show.
We're glad to hear you. And before we get started, I just got to ask you whether you like celery soda, cream soda, or black cherry the best, Dr. Brown.
I think black cherry is my favorite.
I like it, too. Okay, now that we've got that part out of the way, tell me a little bit of something, because I hear you just had a big news release.
Yes, so we're very excited. I work in the Department of Public Health Sciences at the University of Miami Miller School of Medicine, and we just had a paper published online today in the American Journal of Preventive Medicine that is looking at the role of neighborhoods in walking in recent immigrants. And our specific finding is looking at where people live in Miami-Dade County and how this impacts on whether they walk or not. Now, why is this important? It's important because about two-thirds of Miami-Dade County residents are either overweight or obese, and there's some work suggesting as little as 10 minutes of walking per day may have health benefits and may reduce risk of overweight or obesity.
Well, Doc, you know, I'm in the real estate business. I do a lot of urban residential projects. I was in Wynwood today, up in Broward earlier today, Wynwood later on today. And, you know, our station broadcasts from Hialeah. All of the neighborhoods are completely different, and some of them are conducive to walking in a safe environment. Others aren't. I get it.
Yes, that's definitely true. So in our specific finding, we were looking at the urban development boundary, which is an urban growth boundary for Miami-Dade County. Many of the listeners may know that it is a urban growth line that prevents development from extending into environmentally sensitive lands.
Yes, sir. It's the west side of Miami-Dade County that's assailed, every 10 years or so, but it is something that we're holding the line on development out there.
Yes. So our particular group was looking at quantifying the impact of proximity or distance to the urban growth boundary. And we found that for each 1 mile increase in distance from the urban development boundary, there was an 11% increase in the amount of walking, which is relatively huge. And this was in a sample of immigrants, recent immigrants who had little choice in where they live. So we found that for each 1 mile increase east of the boundary, there was more walking, and there was also more walkable destinations.
Really? That's fascinating. That's really interesting. Now, if they're able to walk, did you study about the impact of the walking that had on the different groups and the spatial relationship to the boundary?
Yes. So our group is currently in the process of looking at the impacts of location and the amount of walking on health over time. This particular paper is focusing on the period of time immediately after the immigrants moved to Miami-Dade County. So they were here about an average of 40 days in the United States and had very little choice in where they lived. So it was sort of an ideal sample of trying to look at a natural experiment of how where you live may impact on walking.
Now, is there a particular type of project? Let me rephrase it. Is there a particular type of urban environment that's more conducive to people being healthy and well?
Absolutely. So our group has found that having more destinations within walking distance to home, such as businesses, food sources, schools, and recreation, have all been linked to greater walking in this population and in other studies.
You know, it's very interesting because the architectural school and the university's real estate school advocate these more dense, walkable urban areas. Have you kind of run this stuff past them?
Well, it's funny you should mention that, Jim, because I'm actually cross-appointed, have a secondary appointment in the School of Architecture, and
oh,
work very closely with several professors in the School of Architecture.
Well,
so
I
work very closely with them.
Well, listen, that's really terrific, and I really would love to get together with you outside of all this to kind of learn what your thoughts are on the new urban stuff that's going on here in Miami, specifically up in Biscayne Boulevard. You got a great laboratory in Wynwood and stuff like that. What do you find to be the best walkable environments in South Florida, Dr. Brown?
Well, certainly there was a competition for choosing the best block in South Florida recently on public radio. And so Espanola Way in South Beach, for example, is a very walkable environment because you have not only mixed use in terms of shops and restaurants, but you also have shade trees and sidewalks, which are very important for walking, and then also homes and residences nearby
as
well.
High five to Scott Robbins for owning that beautiful block. But I agree with you. You know, a lot of the shopping centers that I work on, sometimes they forget that what they really need is a little overhang to get you from here to there. And some of the urban areas and urban retail development on underneath some of the multifamily, hey, all you got to do is give me a continuous canopy and your retail sales are going to go up.
Absolutely.
Now, what do you think is an innovation that we could bring here to South Florida, Dr. Brown, that would increase the walkability or the propensity of people to walk for wellness?
Well, one of the ongoing proposals that our group is familiar with is the Miami-Dade Parks and Open Space Master Plan. So this is something that our county parks department is very involved with. They're the third largest county park system in the country.
You're kidding. I can't find green space anywhere except between the cracks in the sidewalk.
So that's exactly the point, that if we could get more streetscapes and sidewalks, including greater park use. There's currently a move to increase greenery and walking paths along the M-Path or Green Link through the Metrorail system to try to increase walking. So these are all proposals that are either in the works or have been proposed here within Miami-Dade County to get people to walk.
Well, one of the things they have to do to get people to walk is to help everybody on foot and in the car to get along and be more aware, because there's many times that I'm making a turn and I realize I'm going across, like underneath the metro rail off of Dixie Highway going, let's say, making a right on 27th. I go across the bike path. And
right.
In some of the sub-block turns, somebody could rock down that road on their bike and just nail me, or I could nail them, because it's really not a safe interface. And now that these urban neighborhoods are coming, it's very difficult to see the pedestrians, and they expect you to see them. And hey, there's too much going on in the car sometimes.
Right. So we really need to design safety features incorporated in these neighborhoods. And you may have seen on Biscayne Boulevard, for example, that there are several areas for safe crossing of pedestrians with blinking lights.
Oh, yeah, that's an oxymoron, Doc. Come on.
But at any rate, you're absolutely correct that this is another area where there needs to be more educational efforts. There are some efforts, for example, in the schools to try to teach children how to cross the street safely through the Walk Safe program that's also being conducted through the Miller School of Medicine.
Dr. Brown, we've only got about a minute left. If people want to find your study, or if one of our listeners who's in the real estate business wants to get some of your insights, how do they find you?
So one approach would be to go on to miami.edu and to search for Scott Brown. And that's one approach. And then I'm happy to give my telephone number as well, which is 305-243-4410. Again, 305-243-4410. And I'd be glad to talk to any of your listeners about our work.
Dr. Brown, I look forward. I'm keeping this right here. I want to talk to you more about this. It impacts my working day every day. It also impacts my regular part of my life because I drive on the streets and I hope I don't come in contact with too many pedestrians. But thanks so much for bringing the Walking for Wellness to our attention, Doc.
Well, thanks for having me, Jim. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure. I really enjoyed it. We'll be right back after this. We're going to have Alex Buznego. We're going to talk some more Marlins. And then if I have a little time left, I'm going to talk about some of my favorite terms. And, boy, you're not going to want to miss that. Back after this.